Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Yes, I do. I had boundaries, which we already went through, but
all right. Yeah.
So but it was it was such a good one this year. It's like I needed to, like, you know, draw it all around me. But I also have, you know, this year, so I'm an Aries rising at the anaretic degree, 29 degrees, which is funny because right now Mars is at 29 degrees as we're filming this podcast.
Is it? I haven't checked lately.
Yeah, it is. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay.
But, you know, this year I had like a huge sort of like identity crisis in a way. I guess since I had like, since I had all those planets in my 10th house, you know, like I also like I went through a lot of things in like personal relationships. I went through like a bunch of breakups with like, you know, like people and like friends and stuff. And dealing with that, I don't know. I also like, I guess I also was dealing with my first house stuff. Mars went through my first house like for 6 months, and like I really did have to, I kind of went through like this whole identity thing, kind of like wondering like, who am I? What do I like? What am I into? Am I really into this? Are you sure you're into this? Are you sure you don't need to explore a little bit more? Like, what is it exactly that you want? You know, like,
I remember you saying certain stuff.
Is this what the picture looks like? You know, like, is this what you want to look like? How do you want to dress? What do you want to say? How do you want to come off to people? Like, how do you want to be taken? Like, do you want to be taken seriously? Like, do you want to look like this? Like, do you want to look like that? All these questions, like all these things, man, it was like one after the other. Like, I feel like I had a rough year internally. Like,
on you have that stellium there, right? And it's like one after the other, it hits all your planets.
One after the other, yeah. And you know, for on the outside, I feel like I looked composed, but on the inside, it was like a lot was going on, and and it was very intense.
So you
I went to therapy this year as well, you know, which
well, I went to
I don't do that normally, which I know that I should, you know. Shout out to my friend Melissa that's always telling me to go to therapy. But everyone should go to therapy. But I did that, and that to me was kind of indicative of like, you know, like the year that I had, sort of like having to sit down with a stranger and just let it all out. You know? Identity was a big one.
You guys just touched on something else I had on my list.
Mental health?
Sort of. I don't know. I always had a question. It baffled me. I always wondered why therapists would go to therapists.
They're the ones that need it the most.
Why do astrologers go to astrologers?
Well, that, you know, astrologers go to astrologers.
Doctors got to go to doctors.
So I always wondered why that is. And I learned, I know why it is now. Let's just say you got a 360-degree circle. You're standing in the middle of the circle. It's harder. It's easier for someone standing outside your circle to see your whole circle than for you to turn all the way around. Even though you are in the field, even though you are working in it and you know this information, you still have blind spots.
Yeah.
And so, you can't see behind you.
Yeah.
You can't zoom out.
Yes.
It's easier for the outside person to look in.
And so
they can see the whole thing.
I know Claudia, you laughed at me one time when I said, hey, you're my astrologer, but I wasn't playing. There's times that you have reminded me of, hey, you know, that's going through this. And
that's true. And you're also my astrologer. And I think that people, yeah, I think that people in like fields like this, creatives even, or like just people that are intuitive or like empaths, I think they need other intuitives and other empaths to kind of like help them and guide them, because we go through our own stuff in our own personal lives, and then we help other people do the same.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't know about like, y'all, but I went through my spiritual awakening alone. Y'all probably did too. Most astrologers are self-taught. And like, I can't tell you how much, like, I want to help people go through, like, yes, let me do your chart. Let me tell you your dreams. Let me, like, just show you what you are showing to you. So that, you know, like, you're kind of like a spiritual doula. Call back to Caro, the death doula. Like, we become like these spiritual, like, these people are like, I don't know what's, you know, like, that's usually when they turn to astrologers or dream interpreters or tarot or whatever, is when, like, I don't know, I've tried everything else, nothing's working, and I'm so stressed, and like, all this stuff's happening to me and no one else understands, and I'm just, I guess I'll just try this. And like, we kind of play that role for them, and like, this means this. It's not as scary as you think. Like, it is challenging. You have a challenge here. But, you know, like, you can face it with ganas, or, you know, let it rule you. You know, like, we're just giving them the pep talks that they need to hear from themselves.
Speaking of, that was something I had to work through, too. Which leads me to another thing I have on my list. Free will is real.
Absolutely. We wouldn't be on this planet if it wasn't.
Because, you know, people, hey, all right, for all of you guys, I'm going to bring y'all behind the curtain for a quick second.
Dish it out.
Yeah. After I give you a reading and I introduce you to your shadow and all of that stuff, I know if you're doing the work or not.
Yeah, we don't know.
You know, I know because I will hear from you. Mm. And if you're doing the work, the type of text, or when I hear from you, I'm going to hear certain things. And when I hear from you after I gave a reading and I don't hear those certain things, I know you are a person that just, you're not doing the work. You just want to sit up here and just talk about your problems. Mm-hmm. If you want somebody to, you know, just hear you talk about your problems the 30th time and it's just a different ear.
Yeah.
Don't get an astrology reading.
Yeah, and I feel like those people would not even be prone to get an astrology reading, really.
Or get one, but just pay for it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, but you're wasting your money.
Yeah.
If you don't do the work.
But that's what they want to spend the money on.
I don't know. Like, if you get it, you spend the money on it, and you don't do the work, but you still have that experience that you can draw back upon at any time that you're ready to start doing the work. And like, maybe that's 5 years later.
Which goes to why I brought free will up.
And yeah, free will.
You can lead a horse to water. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make it drink.
Yes. And mm-hmm. and I can't control if they drink or not. And so, hey, one of the things I had to learn, hey, get a reading and let it go.
You can't take it personal, and I know that happens to you a lot. you get invested in it, but the thing is that, like, you know, you're just there to deliver the message, St. Paul. Mm-hmm. You're there to deliver that message. You know, you're mm-hmm. there to have that address that you have to give, mm-hmm. and then from there you release it.
And then I guess I do get invested with friends and family members are like, what, how did it play out? Did you listen? Well, how's it going? What's going on? But with clients, I kind of leave them alone.
but you, all right, so you've told somebody about their Saturn before, and mm-hmm. and somebody has stepped into it and embraced it. You could tell.
I guess like clients that you get from like Instagram or Twitter that like you follow them on, so like,
yeah,
you follow each other on social media, you can kind of see like from their posts, like, oh, they're really growing, and you feel so proud, like, yay,
yeah,
so glad that they're on this path, this is what we talked about.
Yeah.
And other times you just see like, oh, same old stuff.
Yeah, same complaints, same. And it's kind of like, dude, What?
I also see the middle ground too of where they're like, I want to do this, but the, I guess like the growing pains are just so much, and like, I guess they're kind of like depressed tweets of, or depressed posts of like, I'm trying, but it's so hard and it hurts and I'm giving up for a day, but I'll be back at it tomorrow. Or, you know, like those kind of like run in the middle posts. So that's kind of a cool benefit of like mutual following between your clients. Like, it is always cool to see the ones that are like making changes and being their best self and knowing that you help someone.
Yeah. Yeah. Incredible. I got three more things.
All right.
All right. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.